Okay, have I mentioned yet? Do you know this? Okay, it's a couple weeks until Advent starts. On the 28th, okay, November 28th, it is my favorite liturgical season, and I hope that you will benefit this Advent from all of the benefits there are. You know, there's a reason why the priest wears the purple, just like he does during Lent, because Advent is a time of penance. It's a time of preparation and penance. We can incorporate fasting, almsgiving as well, but it's really about preparation and penance, rooting sin out of our lives and preparing the way for our Lord. So Advent starts November 28th. So excited. It lasts 4 weeks, as we know. And the 4 weeks, and we actually will walk through as we go through Advent, the four candles that we see on the altar, the four Advent candles and what each of them stand for. But the 4 weeks actually, it's meant to represent the 4,000 years between Adam and Jesus Christ, the birth and life of Jesus Christ. And so each of those candles represents 1,000 years in salvation history. Now, this is a season, you know, it's funny because the world kind of prepares for Christmas, like starting in August. You see Costco and everywhere else, they've already got their like giant gift-looking lights to put outside and the wrapping paper and the ribbon. Have you got your ribbon yet? I'm not impressed by Costco's wrapping paper the last couple of years. I'll just say that. I'm a total Costco shopper, okay? Actually, my sister and brother-in-law, like, that's their, like, date night is to go to Costco. They love Costco. I remember, I think they even went there on their anniversary. They love Costco. Okay, anyways, I love Costco, too. But, yeah, wrapping paper, not a win. Tell me if you know where the win for wrapping paper is for this Christmas. Anyways, all of these things going on, from the Christmas music to the decorations, all of this can be this stir within us for the joy of Christmas, the joy of this season. But it can also help us in this eager anticipation of what Advent is. It's a time of preparation. And all the music, the gifts, the shopping, the lights should remind us and should be a trigger for us, a good trigger, of St. John the Baptist, who was here to say, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord. In fact, John the Baptist is our aid and our guide as we go into that Advent season and prepare for Jesus Christ. We need to take to heart the words of St. John the Baptist. We'll hear all from him during the Mass readings during Advent. Prepare the way. We need to take this to heart. You see, John the Baptist, prior to Christ's public ministry, was preaching a baptism of repentance prior to the new covenant and the efficaciousness of the sacraments that Jesus Christ instituted. And this baptism of repentance was because we needed to prepare to meet Christ, to receive Christ. We know that Jesus Christ calls us to repent and believe in the gospel. So the question is this for each and every single one of us. What do I need to do this Advent to prepare the way within my own heart, my own body, my own soul? What sin do I need to root out of my life? What bad habits? Is it time to say, like, no more, this isn't okay, I'm a mom, I'm a dad, I'm a young adult, I'm too old for this, and stop acting like a kid, whatever it might be. What do I need to get out of my life? Do I need to grow in humility, generosity? Do I need to pray more or even develop a prayer life? Take to heart these words of St. John the Baptist as if you were the one who was there listening to John the Baptist priest in awe as he was preaching, in awe of what he was saying in this message. And he's saying to you, because this is why sacred scripture is written. It's the inspired word of God. It's timeless. It's ageless. It's relevant to all of us. St. John the Baptist is telling you and I, prepare the way of the Lord. He's coming. And all the lights, the music, the gifts, the Christmas parties, those should all be reminders for us for the reason for the season, and that Advent is this preparation going into it. Now, when we talk about preparing for Christ, I'm going to talk about a fourfold preparation. Usually, we only hear a twofold preparation discussed. That is that we're preparing for the celebration of the first coming of Christ at Christmas, and we're preparing for the second coming of Christ in anticipation. But it really, Advent is a reminder of that fourfold preparation for Christ. First, as I mentioned, we're preparing to celebrate Christmas in this liturgical season, this massive liturgical feast day. And in fact, remember, there's a whole octave of Christmas, of 8 days to party in the Catholic Church, that we're preparing to commemorate the coming of Christ at Christmas as a little child, as an infant. And then second, we're preparing for the second coming of Christ. It may happen in our lifetime, it may not. We are called to help usher in the kingdom of heaven here on earth. Jesus Christ himself said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Will we be a part of that? Now, the third way that we need to prepare for Christ is we need to prepare to meet him at our death. That's why we need to root these things out of our life that are getting in the way of us not praying, not forgiving this person of, you know, whatever it might be. Maybe it's a pornography addiction. Maybe it's a past abortion that you've experienced in your life. Maybe it's unconfessed sin of your past that you never got around to confessing. It's sitting there. Preparing to meet Christ at our death. We do not know the time or the place. We do not know the hour. Are we ready? And fourth, that fourthfold preparation of Advent, I also argue, is for our preparation to receive him in the Eucharist. Receiving Christ in the Eucharist, we take for granted the gift of Christ in the Eucharist. And we need to use this Advent season to call upon ourselves to be better predisposed to receive our Lord in the Eucharist. So, I'm coming to, we need to prepare. This is an opportunity to do some real, I'll throw the word out there, soul searching, to dig deep, figure out what do I need to do to change and transform my life, to clear out the weeds, to prepare the way for the Lord. We're going to talk about this over the next couple weeks because I love Advent and I hope you will grow to love Advent too. In fact, I'll tell you later this week why I love Advent so much and more of the significance of John the Baptist and growing this Advent. But here are some of the things that I've done. There are some books I really love the last few years. By the way, I don't know how many times I've recommended it. I think it's been a couple weeks, so we're due for a recommendation for this book. Preparation for Death by St. Alphonsus Liguori. Lucas is going to post that on social media. I put a little note if you want to post that from the notes. You can find it on my social media at Timmery. That's T-I-M-M-E-R-I-E. Great book. Yes, we're preparing for Christ. It's a joyful season, Advent, everything. But, you know, what better time to talk about death? In fact, there is a lot of apocalyptic literature from sacred scripture that we read during this time. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare for your death. Prepare for a second coming. Prepare to meet the Savior of the world. So preparation for death. And Lucas, I can't believe I have worked with you for over a year and you have still not read that. I'm disappointed right now. You've got to read this book. You share the same birthday, okay? You've got to read the book. Okay, this is your Advent reading. I'm assigning it to you. Okay, and then the other book that I've read from St. Alphonsus Liguori, I read this last year and let me tell you, my mind was blown. I was looking like, okay, it's called The Incarnation, Birth, and Infancy of Jesus Christ. Whew. Talk about just a blow to the face and a kick in the pants. There's a meditation for each and every single day of Advent and each day of Christmas. It is a fantastic, fantastic meditation, fantastic book. We're going to post a link to that now on social media as well. Okay, this year, I haven't quite decided what I'm going to do. I really like having a piece of literature that I read. It's extremely, extremely helpful for me, but it's also an opportunity to give up something. You know, what a kind of like Lent where you're clearing the way. And I wouldn't say giving up something, but what do you need to do to grow in your prayer life, to increase your going to confession, to increase your devotion to the Eucharist, prepare the way, whatever needs to be done in your life. So I want to encourage you, let me know maybe things you've done in the past for Advent, what you're thinking about doing.